Sister Acousmatica on 3CR Community Radio. We're here live today listening to some really amazing sound artists broadcasting to you live. And here with me I have Angie Garrick, who is a Sydney-based artist and musician based in Sydney and here performing live today. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I was just in the studio watching your performance, and I was really amazed at, I suppose, the kind of instrumental. You were playing piano for those who are just tuning in now who didn't hear. Angie was playing piano, but you also had a notebook and your phone as well. I know that you're really interested in video work, and you do lots of video installations. Were you video recording yourself, or...?
I was just recording the audio of the performance. I guess as I get older or whatever, I'm frustrated at my lack of personal documentation. So I'm just trying to document everything as best I can, because I feel like I haven't documented things in the past very well. So
I wanted to talk about, I guess, you being a musician. Like, all over the internet, there's different ways that people have described your music, like rock and roll and garage rock. And of course, these are labels that people put on us. And I'm wondering how you kind of correlate, like, those kind of labels that have been just like the way that people have described your music and the way you feel about your own music. Because in the studio today, you were playing piano music, a very, very instrumental, minimalist. And how does that compare with the older music that you play?
I guess I have like different streams of interest or whatever in music. So I'm definitely interested in making instrumental music like I did today. And I'm really interested in piano. And I've just finished making a record with basically only piano. But I'm really interested in trying to make rock music that is interesting and challenging, and yeah, like it fits into that mold or whatever, but it's waves between different modes of being and genres. So, but yeah, I think that I'll always make rock records or whatever. I think it's I don't know, especially after working with experimental music and doing installations with video art and things like that, I'm still drawn back to contemporary music and songs, you know. You want people to be able to feel things.
And
I guess with instrumental music, it's less kind of dictative in the sense that people can sort of wander and make their own meaning. Whereas I feel like with, like rock music or whatever, you're kind of speaking a sense of what it is to the person, and you're communicating with them in a more specific manner. So I'm interested in both of those.
And how did you find performing in this space today and knowing that your music was being transmitted on a walking tour, essentially, across the city?
I wasn't really thinking about that while I was performing, but I think it's a really interesting idea, and I've never seen anything like this before. So I was really excited to be a part of it, and I thought a lot about my performance prior to that, thinking about it being sort of this geographic transmit or whatever.
Yeah, because I know you're interested in spatial awareness and geographic phenomena.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like, how your music kind of changes in response to the sites that you're playing in?
Well, I think today, like, I thought a lot about what to do. Mm-hmm. And I didn't actually examine the site in person, but I was sort of thinking about people like staring out at the distance. That sounds a bit cheesy, but I want it to be something that would be quite meditative, so that people could kind of think their own thoughts while they're listening. Yeah,
and that's really interesting, because I definitely felt that when I was in the space. Like, I felt like I was in some sort of meditation, because rarely do I take the time and patience to just listen to instrumental music, and particularly in this kind of the technological world that we live in, where we are bombarded all the time by lots of words and images. So I'm just wondering, like, how do you feel like you, when you're making instrumental music, you're kind of cultivating a particular mood?
I don't know. I feel like music's always emotional.
Mm-hmm.
like, I'm not trying to be intense or anything, but I don't know. I feel really, like, emotionally linked to, like, all music, like, be it... I listened to Rosalind's performance before, and
mm-hmm.
Hers was also instrumental about using electronics, and it, I don't know, it sort of has a profound effect on you, and when you're making music, you kind of think about the emotional effects it'll have on the observers. And I guess I was trying to me, like, the melodies that I initiated are, like, emotionally linked to my own personal life.
Yeah.
But they're not meant to be dictative. So I was trying to use, like, motifs that have some kind of psychological significance to me, but kind of present them in a way that people could take from it what they wanted or whatever. But it was the aim was definitely to be, like, meditative and relax everybody. So hopefully that happened.
Did you feel that way yourself, that you were getting into a sort of meditation?
No. I just felt really stressed out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But that's fine. I think it's because it's so... I think playing piano like that is very physical. So, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like a very somatic experience.
Yeah.
Sitting there. I also know that you make videos as well, as you're a writer as well. I was reading your blog earlier today. Angie has a really great writing blog, and from what I read, do you mostly write about film?
I'm really into, like, theory, and, like, I'm really interested in film theory, and I really love poetry somewhat, and I write lyrics, so I guess I'm kind of interested in all of those things. But I'm finishing a master's in film at Sydney Uni, where I'm just writing about film and philosophy and stuff like that. So, it's great. Definitely, like, a long-term interest. But it's, I don't know, it's very hard to write critically. I feel like it's something that is, you're always, like, succeeding and failing simultaneously in what you're trying to say. Yeah.
Do you think, is there any kind of link between your interest in film and creating that kind of spatial awareness, and how that translates to you making sound?
I feel like they're different sort of ways of... I think they're kind of completely different in a way.
Mm.
Yeah. I would say that, like, music is really, like, as I said before, like, emotional and kind of visceral, and, like, it kind of connects people in a way that is difficult to explain or write about. It's kind of... Yeah, it's linked to, like, a primal sense of being, which is why, like, I don't know, it's why it's so powerful. But I think in examining film, it's more intellectual. I feel it's like right brain, left brain kind of thing. Yeah, for me anyway. I'm sure everyone would have different ideas about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Angie. So we've been broadcasting to you live at Sister Acousmatica at 3CR. We're here at Signal, and we've been chatting with Angie. I just wanted to mention that the music that we heard before this interview was Night 4 by Eves, and the track before that was by Caroline Connors. And before that, we heard Leanne McLean and Caroline Connors talk about women in experimental music. So please continue tuning in, and do come down to the different sites, that the walking tours that we have. So you can check that out on sistersacousmatica.com/map to check out where the next site is. And that will be, the next site that we have will be at Clementine Meadmore Sculpture Dervish. Do check that out. And the next artist that we have performing is Kate Geck. Thank you.